بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019, the foundation stone of a scientific revolution in the country has been laid, and this revolution has offered martyrs, including the martyred nuclear scientists too. Rise up to defeat the malicious, spiteful enemy who strongly fears your scientific jihad. Spirituality means emphasizing on spiritual values such as sincerity, sacrifice, reliance on God, and faith in yourself and the society. Morals entail observing virtues such as benevolence, forgiveness, assisting the needy, truthfulness, courage, humbleness, self-confidence, and other good characteristics. Spirituality and morals guide every movement, individuals, and social activities and represent the main need of the society. Their existence makes life a paradise even in spite of material shortages, whereas their lack, even while materially rich, creates a hell. The growth of spiritual perception and moral conscience in society brings about more blessings. This indeed requires jihad and effort, and this jihad and effort will not succeed much without the help of governments.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Spirituality and morals certainly will not be acquired through decrees and orders. Hence, governments cannot create it using coercive force. However, primarily, they themselves need to observe moral and spiritual behavior. Secondly, they need to prepare for the ground for the spread of those virtues in society and assist and provide a realm of influence to the social organizations in this regard. They need to fight in a rational manner against centers of anti-spirituality and anti-morality and prevent the evil ones from pulling others down with them by force or deception. Advanced and pervasive means of communication have provided centers of anti-spirituality and anti-morality with a very dangerous facility. And now we are witnessing the enemy's ever-increasing assault on the pure hearts of the youth, teenagers, and even children by employing these means. Liable government entities have great responsibilities in this regard that have to be taken up wisely and thoroughly responsibly. Of course, this does not mean that non-governmental individuals and organizations have no responsibility. God willing, in the era ahead, overwhelming short and medium-term plans need to be devised and implemented about this matter.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done. for me.